From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the United States and Japan have underscored decades of post-war reconciliation and their bilateral security alliance during a symbolic joint visit to the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed what he called sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of those Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. Naval and Air Forces 75 years ago, bringing the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said we must never repeat the horrors of war. President Obama called the U.S.-Japan alliance the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific region and a force for progress around the world.
The presence of Prime Minister Abe here today reminds us of what is possible between nations and between peoples. Wars can end. The most bitter of adversaries can become the strongest of allies. The fruits of peace always outweigh the plunder of war. This is the enduring truth of this hallowed harbor.
Mr. Obama called the Japanese leader's visit a historic gesture that speaks to the power of reconciliation and the alliance between the American and Japanese peoples. A reminder, he said, even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace. Nearly 300 members of Somalia's federal parliament were sworn into office Tuesday by the country's chief justice, weeks after a month-long election conducted among thousands of clan elders. More parliamentary elections are expected, giving the chronically unstable East African nation nearly 350 lawmakers. But the office of president remains unfilled. That election has been put off for a fourth time with no new date set. This is VOA News. Israeli officials are set to approve more permits Wednesday for the construction of hundreds of settler homes in occupied East Jerusalem days after a UN Security Council resolution that criticized Israel's settlement activity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been highly critical of the U.S. decision to abstain from last week's vote rather than veto it. Israeli officials Tuesday said they have ironclad information the Obama administration helped craft the resolution. That brought this response from U.S. spokesman Mark Toner.
The United States did not draft this resolution, nor did it put it forward. It was drafted, initially introduced, as we all know, by Egypt in coordination with the Palestinians and others. When it was clear that the Egyptians and the Palestinians would insist on bringing this resolution to a vote and that every other country on the council would in fact support it.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to lay out his vision for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in a speech Wednesday. Russian investigators reportedly believe a fault in the wing flaps of a Tu-154 military aircraft caused Sunday's crash into the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. The transport minister, Maxim Sokolov, said it's too early to draw conclusions. He said he expects a flight data recorder recovered Tuesday will help authorities solve the mystery. The plane went down just 2 minutes after taking off from Sochi to Syria, killing dozens of Red Army choir members and dancers. U.S. Senator John McCain in Tallinn Tuesday pledged U.S. security support to the three Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia in the event of Russian aggression.
At this time, when we see things like the cyber attacks that are being conducted by Russia, China, and other countries, when we see the continued aggression in Crimea and in eastern Ukraine, when we see continued threats that are made to Georgia, our relationship is more important than perhaps it's been in a long, long time.
Mr. McCain said Washington is fully committed to its Baltic NATO allies ahead of Donald Trump's new administration. Cuba's economy minister Tuesday told the National Assembly the economy shrank nearly 1% this year due largely to the economic crisis in ally Venezuela, but the minister said he hopes for moderate growth in the new year. The head of China's religious affairs called on the Vatican to hold a dialogue with Beijing, but called on Chinese Catholics to hold high the flag of patriotism. The two sides have not had diplomatic relations in decades. Carrie Fisher, who rose to fame as Princess Leia in the Star Wars films, died Tuesday at age 60. She was rushed to a Los Angeles hospital last week after suffering a heart attack on a flight from London. Carrie Fisher, well known as the author of multiple books, including The Princess Diarist. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.